which means I will always ensure that the law is properly enforced. And for all of us, that means the Department 19 will be a courtroom presided over by a judge that is a crime fighter, but will also have compassion when needed. Tough, firm, and fair. That's who I am, as your District Court Department 19 judge. Thank you for your vote. I'm Judge William Kephart. Visit me at judgebillkephart.com.
Paid for by the Committee to Re-elect William Kephart.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. It's vice presidential debate night in Salt Lake City featuring Vice President Mike Pence and Democratic nominee Kamala Harris. We get a preview from White House correspondent Greg Clugston, who joins us live from Utah. Greg?
Keith, as with any vice presidential debate, tonight's primetime event is a chance for voters to decide whether Vice President Pence or Senator Harris is ready to assume the duties of the presidency before the end of the next term. But this year, it's taking on greater significance. President Trump is at the White House recovering from COVID-19, and Democrat Joe Biden would be the oldest president ever if he wins in November. The 90-minute debate will be moderated by Susan Page of USA Today from here on the campus of the University of Utah. Greg Clugston at the vice presidential debate in Salt Lake City.
Hurricane Delta has moved into the Gulf of Mexico on track to reach the U.S.
Delta hit Cancun in Mexico as a Category 2 hurricane. Forecasters say Delta will get to Category 3, headed to Governor John Bel Edwards State, Louisiana. He says people need to act fast.
You need to be where you intend to be as you ride out the storm.
Forecasters say Delta could reach land near Terry Guarisco's house in Morgan City, Louisiana. He usually sleeps through these storms.
I have a feeling of doom about my house. And I have a good house and strong, but you never know.
Aubrey Truxillo is hoping Delta takes a sharp turn.
Hunker down, that's all you can do. We've lucked out twice.
Last month, Hurricane Sally was a miss, making landfall in Alabama. I'm Ed Donahue.
Republican Governor Greg Abbott says bars can begin reopening in Texas for the first time since June, but the order limits bars to resume business at 50% capacity beginning next week and only in counties that grant permission. On Wall Street, the Dow by 530 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-200-6941. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible, without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-200-6941. That's 1-800-200-6941. 1-800-200-6941.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000-mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
You've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life, and you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Cut, take two, action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose, to fight for the amazing life you made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. You've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at nodiabetesbyheart.org.
It's 5:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. The Pahrump Winery that hosted an event featuring presidential son Eric Trump has been fined. Mountain Estate is fined Pahrump Valley Winery more than $8,500 for the September 28th event, saying that the business hosted an event where in which the 50-person limit was exceeded and where directives involving social distancing and face coverings were not followed. The winery has yet to comment on that fine. Just after the vice presidential debate happens tonight, Vice President Mike Pence will speak at a campaign rally in Boulder City. The vice president is scheduled to speak at a hangar at Boulder City Airport tomorrow before he heads out to an afternoon rally in Arizona. For more information, you can check out DonaldJTrump.com. Anderson is now taking applications for a grant program which could help residents pay some bills due to the financial strain of the coronavirus. If you'd like to apply, you can go online to cityofhenderson.com/COVID-19. Boyd Gaming says more layoffs could be on the way. Letters from the gaming company back in September indicate it has issued a second round of notices under the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act, anticipating letting some 168 employees go at California Hotel and 116 people at Main Street Station.
KACQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
We're getting some heavy volumes right now through the resort area of Interstate 15. In fact, you're only averaging about 35 miles per hour between the 95 and Tropicana. Some slowing westbound Summerlin Parkway at Buffalo, and expect some slow flows 515 westbound at Pecos.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Listen up!
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day. Great to have you with us. The 5 o'clock hour, we're just an hour away from the great debate. Well, not the great debate, but a vice presidential debate between Pence and Harris. And this is going to be exciting stuff. A guy that's going to be with us at Rhythm Kitchen, it's going to be fun for the debate watch party, is Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. I know last week you were going to try and make it to Rhythm Kitchen for the presidential debate, but you got called to Northern Nevada.
Yeah, it was great. And thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, and I love all your listeners. They're so engaged. They keep calling me and calling the office. I can't thank you enough for that. Yeah, so last week was crazy. I mean, it was we had multiple debate watch parties. You know, you and I have been – we've done this pretty much for the last several years. It's kind of traditional. We had a wonderful turnout, sold out. I guess we had to turn people away at Rhythm Kitchen. But I can tell you one thing, that the enthusiasm we have coming from your listeners and everybody that's around you has been fantastic. Up north was crazy. I mean, we had a great time. We had 5 watch parties up there, and all of them were sold out. So it's great to see the enthusiasm behind President Trump and Mike Pence.
Tell me what you're sensing. You've gone all across the state over the last couple of weeks, and I'm trying to gauge where we are a handful of days away from Election Day.
Well, I think when you look at it, you know, we know that the media has been, not you, of course, but they're, you know, voter suppression. They're trying to say President Trump's losing. You know, he's 10, 12, 14 points behind. We saw that in the last election. I mean, you recall when I was talking to you and I was, you and I were pretty much the only supporters we had in the beginning for President Trump, and we chose the right horse. But more importantly, we chose because he was the right man for the job, and we never listened to polls. We kept focused on what the goal was, and that was to win it. And President Trump's doing exactly that. So, you know, I think if anything, you ignore the noise and finish the mission has always been our philosophy in the Nevada Republican Party, and we've been able to get that across the line. Same thing happened here. Voters need to get out as soon as they can, vote the first day, vote, go to early voting. I've never voted early. I'm usually a traditionalist. I vote at the poll on election day. Today, as soon as I get my ballot, first day I'm going out to vote. I'm taking a bunch of people with me. We're doing a walk for senior citizens. Several people in our Asian American office we have over there, we're doing a walk with them. So it's going to be an event. We're going to do a great turnout for everybody. Please get out, get your neighbors, get everybody you can, pull them out to vote as soon as you can.
And just getting back to what we were talking about, the idea of Northern Nevada, are they on board?
100%. You know, we opened the first Donald Trump office was opened in Washoe County. We wanted to stake a claim up there right away. You know, there's some different factions inside the Republican Party, which we've seen in the past. So we actually opened our own office up there. You know, the Nevada Republican Party and the Donald Trump campaign have wrapped themselves in one blanket. You know that. People who've not been engaged don't know that. We're one team. We operate out of the same office. This is the first coalition you've ever seen like this, and we set the model for the rest of the United States. So Northern Nevada is excited about it. Washoe's really been out. The team up there has been killing it day to day, walking, talking, getting all our candidates out. So we turned Nevada red as well.
Tell me about volunteers. I know that they've been talking about nationwide 2 million volunteers plus going out, knocking on doors, being a part of the campaign. Tell us, as far as the state of Nevada, what we're looking at as far as volunteers.
Well, you know, it was we had a phone call last night with Eric Trump. It was a national phone call. It was phenomenal to have him on. I think the world of him. He was the one that talked about Nevada being the tip of the spear. If you look at the programs we've had here, you know, per capita, Nevada, thanks to the president and our relationship with him, there's nobody that has more resources, no state that has more resources than we do because of the volunteer, because of the effort. You know, we have people that have never been involved in campaigns before, actually some of your listeners. I want to pinpoint that again. Some of your listeners have never worked on campaigns before. They are actively involved in the campaign that has been phenomenal. I mean, these are people that are like, okay, how does it work? They're more engaged than a lot of people who have been doing this for years. So, look, you don't have to be a seasoned veteran in politics. If you want to be involved, you believe in the president, you believe in the vice president, you believe in the policies, and you want to make sure we keep Nevada, you want to make sure that we take the presidency back, get out, come out involved. Look, it's great to have. We have multiple offices. Find one that's close to your house and come in.
27 days away from Election Day, Michael McDonald joining us, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. Michael, all of us were concerned over the weekend with the positive diagnosis for COVID-19, the hospitalization. You're in constant contact with the White House. Give me an update on his health, what you're hearing.
Well, he's great. You know, again, we talked to Eric and I talked to Eric Trump yesterday. You know, he talked to his father. I have not had a chance to talk to him yet. I mean, we've kind of exchanged through municipal parties. But I spoke with the vice president on Saturday. Was it Saturday or something? I was coming back. The man's hitting all cylinders. He just got the phone with the president. Everything was going well. The president was still in the hospital. He was getting ready to get out. So when you see that type of energy coming from the vice president, and there's such a great teamwork. They work together on policies, procedures, and the personalities. You know, they complement each other. But they're both very tireless in the ways to talk and make sure the message is out to America, to make sure the message is out to Nevada. So, look, a huge energy. The president, I'm telling you, has not stopped. He was in the Oval Office, you know, working as soon as he got back. He was working from Walter Reed. I mean, the man doesn't stop. We've never had a president like this, never. You know, he's not out telling lies to everybody. You know, if you start getting into the ways we have former presidents that kind of hoodwinked us, and he's done it under the guise, Kevin. You saw it in the first night. I mean, this man has been attacked from the day he took office. The moment we were in the Oval Office, the first time, he was under attack.
Let me just ask you, a lot of people are questioning now how much the campaign has missed the president as the, we talked about the tip of the spear. He is the number one surrogate for the administration. How much have we missed him, and how much is he able to do now just in the next couple of days?
I think what he's doing, he wants out the gate. He feels great. His doctor, everybody's giving him, says he's in great health and everything's working well. This is an unknown virus that he's been attacking. The president has been on top of this, regardless of what the media said. He's trying to find a cure for the American people. So now you have someone who's actually going through it, who has experienced this horrible disease, and he's on top of it. He's not going to let it control his life. He's going to control it. You take your medicine, you wear your mask, you wash your hands, whatever you feel comfortable with, and you move forward. as far as the surrogate, I mean, there's only one Donald Trump, and don't ever get me wrong on that. But the energy from his warriors for Trump, I'm telling you, they're everywhere, between the veterans, the police officers, the senior citizens, everything you can imagine. There's more coalitions in this campaign we've ever had in America. Black Voices for Trump, Asians for Trump, Polynesians for Trump, Hawaiian Islanders for Trump. Everything you can imagine, they've formed and they've rallied around their groups to bring them out and become the support. And that's the message, Kevin. I mean, this is something where he's excited everybody across every opportunity in America. There's no racial boundaries with this president. He talks to everybody.
Again, Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, joining us in just less than an hour. We'll be teeing it up at Rhythm Kitchen, and we'll get a chance to see the debate in person, so to speak. Just out of curiosity, what do you expect from Mike Pence and Kamala Harris?
Well, Kamala Harris, I mean, she's the most liberal senator. I mean, we've seen she's characterized the police officers as KKK. You know, she is going to kill us. If they get in, they'll lead the charge on a $32 trillion government takeover from the health care. I mean, they're going to break the country. This is something where they're going to go to the far radical left to have their agenda. Many of our rights that we have now will be trampled on, or actually it's not taken away. So when you start to look at that, she wants to open the borders. The tax hike, all of us are going to pay more in taxes. So it's very, very dangerous to even consider this woman a viable candidate. I mean, she lost so bad in the Democratic primary, she was off the stage right away. And then you have Mike Pence, who's been a very successful governor. He's been a very successful vice president. I think you see the class and the poise that he brings. He's very good on his feet. He's very good on substance and policy. So when you start matching the two up, Kamala Harris is going to be able to do her whole shtick about, you know, racism and, you know, the border and this and that. She's going to actually have to know her talking points. And I'm not so sure when she's up against someone like this, because we saw in the debate when you and I hosted a Rhythm Kitchen, remember, we were there for that to watch the disastrous primary on them. You know, she wasn't able to hold her water. I mean, when she was being attacked, she couldn't hold it. She was not able to answer logical questions. So I think we're up for a great debate. I can't wait to be with you in a few minutes and watch this thing really come together for the American people.
Will it be a similar style, though, from a debate? It's not going to be a town hall or anything like that, is it?
No. From what we're told, the rules we were given last week, it's going to be a straightforward question and answer. You know, we're looking to see what's going to happen with that. Again, when we're talking about it, you're talking about a massive tax hike. You know, when you're talking about $4 trillion on hardworking Americans, I mean, their idea of America, they're going to change it. It's going to be gone. You've seen, all of us have seen Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's America. The rioters, the anti-police, the smashing, the looting, that's all Joe Biden. They were screaming Joe Biden. They weren't screaming Donald Trump. And I experienced it firsthand back in D.C. I've told you this time and time again on your show.
It is incredible. We're going to talk about an event coming up tomorrow, and it's going to be a first-come, first-served sort of event if you want to see the vice president in one of his hangar speeches. I love hangar speeches. We're going to talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
The
the 2021 Acura TLX will take your breath away.
Yes, the new TLX styling is aggressive.
Enough power to rival any adversary.
It has a standard iVTEC turbo engine.
And enough features to make you the hero.
Just tell them the truth. The all-new Acura TLX is the best sedan we've ever created. How's that sound? See it at your local Acura dealer. Acura. Less talk, more drive.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Findlay Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FindlayAcura.com.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that has left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period, October 15th through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Back with Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. They, of course, the debate coming up in just minutes. But coming up tomorrow, Boulder City Airport, we're going to have a vice presidential visit from Mike Pence, what we call a hangar speech. I love these hangar speeches when the president does them. I've never seen a hangar speech from the vice president. First of all, Michael, how did this all come together?
Well, the vice president, the president is very bullish on Nevada, and the vice president, we have a great relationship with him. He is probably one of the great, I tell you, he's one of the greatest politicians, and I mean that in all respectable words, about of a man who keeps his word and knows policy and procedures. He has been very bullish on Nevada lately, too, and I love him for that. I mean, every time him and the second lady are here, it brings out such energy. So we were asked, and we wanted to have him here several times to get out and talk to the people again. And having the Vice President of the United States to come in, the last time we had him, I think it was February, when him and the President were here, it's just phenomenal to have such class and poise and be able to see it firsthand here in Nevada. So having him here in Las Vegas at the hangar speech, we're so excited. It's a great turnout. We're at capacity. It just went up to – it was just put out. So if you're going to get out there early. It's wheels up real quick, in and out.
So literally they will roll up Air Force, what, two? Or I forget.
Yeah.
Air Force
I forget
two.
What they call it.
I'm not really sure what they call it, but the aircraft will roll up to the open end of the hangar, and the vice president will get off, will jump down the stairs, jump up the stairs of the stage, and he'll give a speech. Do we know what it's going to be about?
No, we don't. I think I would like to see it dovetail on what's going to happen tonight. Again, I'm very, very positive on this. I think when you and I have discussed it in the past, you look at the policy and procedures of what Kamala Harris and Joe Biden want to put forward versus, you know, you have a great man in Vice President Pence. He's led the coronavirus task force with such a bold response to the China virus. I mean, it's so strong what he's been able to defend and project with the president. They play off each other so phenomenal. They put America first, not second, and they don't use the teardown like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris want to do. They don't pit Americans against each other. So I can't wait. I hope he talks about stuff like that. And you know, the main thing is this: they've been putting America first, and we've seen it with the stock market. And not many of us have jobs. The creation of job creation of minority jobs has gone through the roof underneath President Trump and Vice President Pence. So a lot to talk about. I'm very excited about it.
Well, let me just ask you, the fact that the vice president is coming to Nevada, it tells me that we are very much a battleground state. We are still very much in the hunt, and that Nevada is doable.
Well, I got in a debate with this news reporter from back east. I said, oh, Nevada's done. You guys don't stand a chance. Isn't that? I said, right, okay. So if Nevada's done, why is Joe Biden spending so much money here in Nevada? If Nevada's done, and it's already a baked deal, why is Joe Biden buying so many commercials? Why is he sending so many circuits? Because it's not. Nevada is in play because we have President Trump and Vice President Pence have shown that they're for the working man. We have union members that normally vote Democrat that are coming over. We have walkaways, so many walkaways in Nevada that have come over. The LGBTQ community that have left and walked away and come over to support this group. You know, we also have the LDS community, the Catholic community, the Christian community, the Jewish coalition. I mean, we have had so many people that have come out and turned for this, that Nevada is much in play. We talked about it before. So when I have these back east people, you know, the reporters are saying, oh, it's not in play. You know what? It's like telling me that there's no fire, but I see a lot of smoke. You're lying. What they're trying to do is they're trying to suppress our votes. They're trying to say, oh, I'm not going to go vote since it's over. And that's what they want to do is they want Republicans to stay home. They want people that are voting for Trump and his campaign to stay home because they're trying to take the wind out of our sails. It doesn't work. Because we have people like you, Kevin, that allow us on the media, that allow us to get our message out, and your voters, your listeners are our voters, and that's what's happening. I mean, it's a movement. Forget about a campaign. This is a movement. The people want to be heard, especially in Nevada.
I want to ask you about the polling because there's been a lot of talk of the polling, an NBC News poll, Wall Street Journal poll that showed Biden up by something like 14. Do you buy into any of this stuff? I know we had polls 4 years ago where Hillary was ahead by Hillary was ahead by 11 points. She ended up losing. What do you say to the pollsters, to the people that are hearing about these polls?
When I talk to the pollsters, I'm like, stop carrying someone else's water. Because what they can do, look, they're push polls. I could call all Republican households and I could call all Trump supporters and say, look, here's what we have. We have Trump up by 14. We have Trump up by 15. It doesn't work. So a lot of these are push polls that are going on. Look what happened last time. Believe in your president. Believe in your campaign. Believe in the message that you've been listening to. Is that this country is greater than it's ever been because we have strong leadership. And that's what's happening, Kevin. People are getting out to vote. You know, the silent majority is going to awake once again. You can't tell me when we have an event that's only supposed to be for 200 people and 1,000 people show up, and then we got 500 people that couldn't get in, 400 some that couldn't get in, that we're losing. You can't tell me when they do an impromptu boat parade in Lake Mead and all the boats that show up, it was supposed to be like, I don't know, 15, 20 votes, and we had several hundred show up. I mean, you can tell me we're losing, but when you start to look at these prospects and everybody that's coming out from the shadows that are not normal Republican voters that are coming out for this team, you know, like, I'll see you on election day. You know what? You can talk all you want. Proof's in the pudding. Show up. That's the one thing I can tell you. That's what happened last time, Kevin. I mean, they told us we didn't stand a chance, and we came out slaying, and we won.
So 27 days from election day, what are the marching orders going forward? What do you tell your volunteers? What do you tell people that reach out to you in these final 27 days? What are the marching orders?
Well, listen, I can tell you, I've never seen energy like this. Our volunteers are tireless, and I've been doing this, Kevin, since I was five. I've never seen anything like this. And, you know, I want to thank you again. I want to thank your listeners again, because the volunteers that are coming out, listen, you have to do one thing. You have to remember this is – you leave nothing on the field. You know what? You lose sleep. You're missing meals. You're missing family